From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. After a few widely scattered showers that occurred this morning, roughly across the northern two-thirds of the forecast area, only an isolated shower will remain possible early this afternoon in New Hampshire. Winds this afternoon will come from the north to northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, sometimes gusting to 15. High temperatures will range a few degrees below the seasonal averages for late June, generally in the low to mid-70s, but with some upper 60s over the northern hills and in the valleys near the Vermont-Quebec border. The current surface map shows rather sprawling but loosely organized high pressure that stretches from northern Texas through the Ohio Valley and into the northeastern United States. A little prong extends into our region from this larger area of high pressure. For the rest of the afternoon, this ridge at the surface will combine with a building ridge aloft, generally bringing partly to mostly sunny skies to the broad valleys and a speckling of fair-weather cumulus clouds elsewhere. At jet stream level, the weather pattern over the coming days will involve a fairly rapid alternation between short-wave ridges and troughs. However, we will tend to be within more of a long-wave trough throughout. This will bring about an alternation between wet and dry periods. As a rule, temperatures will run near or a bit below average. The one exception to this rule will be on Friday, when temperatures will rise to above average levels, likely getting into the lower 90s, at least in the broader valleys. After any isolated showers over New Hampshire run their course early this afternoon, the next chance for showers will come across far northern New York tomorrow afternoon, as well as farther east near the Quebec border later in the day. Showers are then expected to spread across the wider region in scattered fashion tomorrow night and should largely be over with by early Thursday. The front that will bring that about is presently noted over northern Ontario. By sunrise tomorrow, this front will have reached the upper Ottawa Valley, with high pressure at the surface then slipping off the New England coast. A southerly breeze will develop ahead of the approaching front, yielding slightly warmer but still comfortable temperatures tomorrow, with most valleys getting into the lower 80s. Clouds will begin to thicken in the afternoon, first over far northern New York, where the chance of a shower or thunderstorm will develop by mid-afternoon, with chances then spreading eastward late in the day. This front should move through fairly quickly tomorrow night, with clearing developing by mid-morning on Thursday. Much warmer air will then arrive on Friday, ahead of the next cold front, which will bring showers from late Friday through at least the first half of the day on Saturday, then likely dry and slightly cool for the season on Sunday, seasonable with the slight chance of a shower, mainly over northern areas, on Monday. In the short-term summary for this afternoon, an isolated early shower possible in New Hampshire, otherwise partly cloudy west of the Greens and decreasing clouds east, highs in the low to mid-70s, some upper 60s over the northern hills and in the valleys near the Vermont-Quebec border, north to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15. Tonight, clearing early, then patchy high clouds late in the west and farther east near the Massachusetts border, lows in the low to mid-50s, except mid-40s to around 50 northeast and in the Adirondacks. Wednesday, mostly to partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm mid to late afternoon in the Adirondacks and near the Quebec border, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, some mid-80s in southeastern valleys, winds becoming south to southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, scattered showers from the Adirondacks and Route 4 northward isolated to the south, lows from the mid-50s to around 60, low to mid-50s northeast and in the Adirondacks, and on Thursday, slight chance of an early shower from Route 4 northward, highs from the mid-70s to around 80 north, upper 70s to mid-80s south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.